Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
We're learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Pei Aleph. The shiur will discuss the Machlokes Reb Yechon and Reish Lakish, which the Gemara brings down in regard to the din of Bittul B'Rayv, and more specifically in regard to the Pratim of this concept that a dove should be minyan does not have a din of bittul b'rayv. What does it mean, a dove should be minyan? Something which is counted, it's sold one to the other with a specific count, that's considered a chashav azach, and it doesn't have a din of bittul b'rayv. Reish Lakish says that the pshat is kol shadarka limanais, anything which is usually counted. When you sell this item, usually you sell it with the exact count of the units of the item that you're selling. Even though sometimes you don't count it, sometimes it's sold as one big box or barrel or bushel, and there's no specific count, it's just an estimated count. But since usually it's sold al yaday a specific count, that's called a davar shebeminyan, that gives a chashivas, and therefore there'll be no din bittul b'rayv. That's Reish Lakish shita. And Rabbi Yechanan holds, es shedarki l'mana sheninu, which means that it's always counted. It's never sold by emet. You'll never find anyone selling this particular item through an estimation of how many units they have. It's always sold with a specific count. That's what's called a davar shebeminyan. But if something is occasionally sold by emet, it's occasionally sold as an entire bushel or barrel with an estimated count, without an exact count, then it would not be called the davar shebeminyan lefi Rabbi Yechanan, and it would be subjected to bittul b'rayv. That's the machlokes in the Gemara. But before we discuss the pratei dinim of the Gemara, go through the shakel of Atarya and discuss the various shittas that come out of the sugya, I first want to give a kloliistic akdama to the entire inyan of bittul b'rayv. Bittul b'rayv is mentioned in many, many places in Shas. It's learned out from the pasuk of Acher Yabim Lahatais. The pasuk says that you go basarayv, rayv is keveya. Now, the Peskim distinguish between two types of bittul b'rayv. There are two types of teruvos where you'd have the rule of bittul b'rayv. And they call them a teruvos of lach b'lach and a teruvos of yavish b'yavish. A teruvos of lach b'lach is when you have an actual physical mixture. The Isser and the Heter are physically combined. There's no separate pieces of Isser and separate pieces of Heter. They're all combined into one piece, into one shtick, into one mixture, which comprises of mostly Heter and partially Isser. The Rav is Heter, the Miat is Isser. And there we say that the Isser is batel to Rav, and you could eat the entire mixture. In that particular form of bittul b'rayv, of lach b'lach, which is a physical mixture, it's all one thing, like two liquids combining, or like an iser dissolving into a heter. So in that case, certainly it works that the iser loses its identity, it loses its shem iser, because the identity of the teruvis is tali b'asarayv. If rayv it is teruvis is mutter, that makes the entire teruvis mutter. Now, in that case, there is an exception where you don't say bittul b'rayv, and that is if the Isser and the Heter have different tastes, that's mim b'she'enei minay. If a piece of nevela meat gets dissolved into mashed potatoes, so you have a physical mixture, you have a teruvis of lach b'lach, but you could taste the meat and the potatoes, ukadayma. So as long as you could taste the Isser, it won't become batal. Even though it's a miyat, but if it's nikar al yaday, it's taste, that won't become batal. It would have to be batal b'shishim if you have 60 times the Isser, 60 times the heter over the Isser, 60 times the potatoes over the nevela, so then you won't be able to taste the meat and the potatoes, it's too minuscule, if you have 60 times, and then it's batal because you can't taste it. And that din is a din deraisa according to many peskim, the din of tam kikir deraisa. Some peskim hold tam kikir derabanan, but there's also a case of tamay umamashay, where you have the actual particles of the iser together with the tam, where everyone agrees that's deraisa. This is an arichas de kesuya, not for now. Al kaponim, when you could taste the iser and the heter, it's certainly not batal. This is all by lach balach. The case where it's batal beroiv would be a case of min b'minay. Well, let's say a kezayis of nevela dissolves into two kezayisim of meat, which is shkuta, so they taste exactly the same. And roiv of this mixture that you have here is shkuta, is heter, and miyat is iser. So then, midaraisa, it's batal, because you go basher roiv, and you can't taste the iser and the heter, because it's the same min. Now we have the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that stam holds min b'mina ain't a batal. That's a different thing. Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mina is worse, because of his klal of min b'mina ain't a batal, which is discussed later on this blot and the next blot. But we don't pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold min b'minai is batal. The din d'iraisa bitl would be a din of bitl b'raif. That happens to be gzeiris chachamim, that just like we said, min b'she'enai minai, that would be no bitl because you could taste the iser in the heter. You would need shishin to be batal, so it has to be so much heter that you can't taste the iser. So it's gzeira min b'minai. Also, they said there's a din of bitl b'shishin. So, midarabanan, even by min b'mina, where you can taste the iser, you would need 60 times the heter over the iser. This is all the dinim of teruvis of lach b'lach. Our sugya is not discussing teruvis of lach b'lach, which is a physical mixture, a physical combining of the iser and the heter. Here, the actual pieces of iser and heter remain distinct, remain nifrad, they remain separate. Why is it called a teruvis? In what way is it mixed? It's mixed because we don't know. In our mind, it's mixed. We don't know which is Isser and which is Heter. That's the case of our sugya. That's the case of Igul b'Igulim, where you have a ball of pressed dried figs of Truma, which is mixed, meaning that there are three balls here. Two of them are Chulin. One of them is Truma. We don't know which is which. So that's called the Igul is mixed with the other Igulim. Not a physical mixture, that's Lach B'Lach, but a mixture in your mind, a mixture of a suffix that we don't know which is which, that's called the teruvis of yavesh b'yavesh. So this is a different concept of bitl b'roiv. There's a bitl b'roiv of a physical mixture, where it's not the pshat, you don't know what's asa, what's mutter. You know that in this teruvis in front of you, there's iser and heter. It's not the pshat that you can't discern which is the iser, which is the heter. It's all mixed iser the heter. And there, because it's one big combination, there's a din, you go basarayv, as long as you can't taste the iser, and the entire thing becomes mutter. The bitl of yavish b'yavish is a bitl not because it's physically mixed, it's not. It's a bitl because you don't know which is us or which is mutter. In that case, there's really no din shishim. There's no din of tam. The iser is not giving tam into the heter. There are some pesukim that hold in certain cases you do need shishim, even by yavish b'yavish, a gzeir, maybe you might cook them together. That's a bezunder shmuz, v'en kamakam laharich. But for our purposes, there's no din shishim b'chlal. There's sometimes Chazal gave a shir, how much by bitl yavish b'yavish you need. L'mashal, by truma, Chazal said you need 100 to be batal. That's a gzeris chachamim. And by, this gemara brings down, by klaya kerim and by erla, Chazal say you need 1 and 200 to be batal. And again, we're discussing yavish b'yavish, where each piece is distinct, is nifrad, and the teruvis is because we don't know which is us or which is mutter. By most isurim, the din is chad betray batal, and that's even midirabanan. If you have a kezayis of shkuta, kezayis of nevela, with two kezayisim of shkuta, assuming it's not a davish of a minyan or a chatechoril eskabit or anything. So you're allowed to eat all three pieces, because chad betray batal, there's no din of shishim, it's a different type of bitl, it's a bitl of yavish b'yavish. By Chumi you need 100, by Erl and Klai Karim you need 200. But this is a different type of a bitl than bitl lach b'lach, like we explained. Now, in this bitl of Yavesh b'Yavesh, there's a very important machlekes rishayim. A machlekes the Rashba and the Rosh. The Rosh in Chulin, it's on the Gemara there on Daf Kuf, the Levatel Beruba, where the Rosh discusses bitl b'Rav at length. The Rosh says that by Yavesh b'Yavesh also, the bitl makes that the iser is nishapach to become mutter. And therefore the Rosh allows you, even by bitl yavish b'yavish, to eat the entire teruvis b'vas achas. L'mashal, you have two small slivers of kosher meat. And then you come back and there's now three slivers, and you know that one of them came from the treif of meat. So now you have three slivers of meat here, two of them are kosher, and one of them is treif, and you don't know which is kosher, which is treif. It's not a davar shebeminyan, it's not a chaticha ruil eskabed, like we'll discuss. Chad betrei batel. Zok derash, you could take all three slivers of meat, put it in your mouth at the same time, even though you're now vadai eating treif of meat, doesn't matter. The treif of meat is batel, just like by lach balach, the treif of meat becomes batel, even though you're vadai eating the treif of meat, but it's batel to the heter, it's mutter. The Rosh holds, same thing by Yavesh by Yavesh, where the Teruvus is not a physical mixture, just the Teruvus in your mind, you don't know which one, but it doesn't matter, it's called a Teruvus, the Issa loses its identity, it's a Sapachli Aseter. That's a Shita Sarash. The Rajva, in Teres Abayis, it's in Shar Revi, Perek Rishen, he argues. He holds not that way. He holds that you could eat all three pieces of meat, but only one after the other. Only Bezeach Hazeh. Bevasach is you're not allowed to. And he says, the reason why the Bittul works is not because the Isser is Nishapak to become Mutter. The Isser remains Asser. But it works because on each piece of meat that you eat, you have a Roiv telling you that this is not the Isser. The Roiv is Mevar that you're not eating the Isser. It's very similar to the case of Teisha Chanuyas. The Gemara talks about the familiar case where you have a city with nine kosher meat shops and one treifa meat shop, and you're going in the streets of the city and you find a piece of meat and you don't know which one of the stores it comes from. So you go basa reif. You say, since 9 out of 10 stores are kosher, the reif tells me that it came from the kosher store. Now that's not an inyan of anything being nishapach to become mutter. That's not an inyan that anything changed, that the Issa lost its identity. That's an inyan of going basa reif, allowing the reif to be mevar the shayla. Since we don't know which store came from, reif tells me it comes from a kosher store. So the Rajba seems to learn bittul b'reif in a very similar fashion. The Issa is not nishapach to become mutter. The Issa doesn't lose its identity. But I'm allowed to eat the teruvis because each piece of meat has a roiv telling me that this roiv is the heter. So in Mela, I could eat the piece, and even once I ate the first two, I could still eat the third, the Rajba holds, because roiv tells me that this is not the Isser, and where is the Isser? I ate it already. So each piece of meat I just done, could I eat this piece of meat? The first piece of meat, yes, because the roiv tells me it's the other two. I ate the second piece of meat, yes, because the roiv tells me it's the other two, the one I ate and the one that's still here. And can I eat the third piece of meat? Yes, because the Rav tells me it's the two that I ate already, and that's all mutter. There is a Taisus in Chulin, Daf Kuf, that holds similar to the Rajba, but he says in Inchasanta Chumra, he holds that one person can't eat all three pieces of meat. Even if you're doing it bezeh chazeh, but you can't do it in a way that you, Miman of Shech, will do an Isser. You could have different people eating the different pieces of meat, and each one is allowed to eat it, and each one could assume the other one's doing the Isser, but to have one person, Miman of Shech, doing an Isser, is also Asher Lefi Taisus. That the Rajba doesn't hold up. The Rajba says, if you're eating them all Bavas Achas, so right now at this time, you're Vadei doing an Isser, that's Asher. You're Vadei doing an Isser. The Rajba doesn't hold it since Hapach to be Heter. But if you're eating a Bezeh Hazeh, so each piece that you eat, you have a right to assume that's the mutter piece. So what's the difference if Iman of Shukhi can end up doing an Isser? That's not a problem, Lefi the Rashba. So that Machlaikis is Ta'an Bir. This Machlaikis, the Rashba and Taisis, is there a problem if Iman of Shukhi, one person, is doing an Isser? Ve'en kamakal maharich about that Machlaikis. But it would seem, in regard to the Etzim Lomdis of Bittul by Yavish B'Yavish, the Rashba and Taisis hold the same thing. And there's the Yasaitisik of Machlaikis, the Rashba and Taisis on one side, and the Rosh on the other. That the Rosh holds the Hagdara of Bittul, of Yavish B'Yavish, is the same as the Hagdara of Bittul Lach B'Lach. It doesn't make a difference if it's a physical mixture like Lach B'Lach, or each piece is distinct, but there's a Teruvus in your mind, you don't know which one is Asur like Yavish B'Yavish. In both cases, when we say Bittul, it means that the Isser loses its identity, it becomes Ice Isser, you're allowed to eat it even with Vasachas. Mashen came, the Rashba holds that no. the din of bittul yavish b'yavish is very different than the din of bittul of lach b'lach. Lach b'lach, of course, the pshat is that the issa loses identity, can eat the entire mixture. But yavish b'yavish is a pshat that you go basiroi v'yuzim avayr, that each one that you eat, that's not the one that's the issa. It would, if anything, be similar to the case of teisha chanuyis. So this is the rain. This is the Maram Mekaymus, the klolim of the inyan of bittul b'rayv. I want to be meisif an important nekuda. It's a egin achidish. On the Rashba's Havana of bittul b'rayv v'yavish b'yavish, I have a kasha like this. First of all, according to the Rosh, I understand what's the terminology of bittul b'rayv. Bittul means nullified. It's as if it's not there. It loses its identity. If the Isser is becoming mutter, that's a lashon of batel. The Isser is batel. You don't have to reckon with it at all. It's not around. It becomes totally mutter. But according to the Rashba, what's the lashon of batel bereif, that it's batel? It's not batel. The Isser remains aser. The reason why you're allowed to eat the teruvis is because of azlina basereif. Because the reif on each piece is mavar. This is not the piece. Reif tells you on each piece they're eating, The svar of Rav says this is probably not the Isser. This is al pi Rav, not the Isser. But the Isser is not batel. What's the lashon of batel b'Rav? Zaisvahid. It's not only the lashon; it's the halacha. We find our sugya discusses this thing that if it's a davish b'minyan, kol haroi l'mnaisai is not batel because it's chashiv. We find kama v'kama dinim in Shas this way. The Gemara in Zvachim talks about balei chayim is chashiv, it's not batel. If a shara niskal or a chantas amesis gets mixed up with 1,000 other karbanis or 1,000 other behemah shel chulin, the Mishnah says kulon yamusu, and the Gemara says let it be batel b'raif, and the Gemara says balei chayim aren't batel. Because they're chashiv, they're not batel. We find in the Gemara in chulin the din that a beria, or more correctly, a bria, is not batel. In other words, if something is a complete creation, the Gemara's case there was a gidanasha, we also have a case of an entire nevela, an entire bird that's a nevela, it's a complete creation, it's a beria. So it's not batel, it's chashev. There's a big arichas, what exactly constitutes a beria, against the machlekes, but that's a din. A beria is not batel, it's too chashev. And we have also in Chulin there, Dafkuf in Chulin, a chaticha rui l'skabit, which we're going to discuss later in the shir. If you have a piece of meat, which is a chashiv, a piece of meat, it's roi to honor an ayuch with it, it's chashiv, it's not batel. So we have kama examples in the Gemara of something which is chashiv, and since it's chashiv, it's not batel. So my ara is like this. Bishleim according to the Rosh, bittel means losing its identity, bittel means that it's a sapach liyas heter. I can understand. It's a davar chashiv, so we can't let it lose its identity. It's a din derabbanan. But the lomdus is, something with chashivas doesn't lose its identity. Therefore, it's not batel. But according to the Rashba, it's not losing its identity anyway. The site of bittul b'rayv is that any time I want to eat any piece, I say, this is the heter, because Rayv tells me this is the heter. So even if the issa would be chashev, would be a davar aroyelim naisa, davar shebeminyan, or would be a beria, or would be a balchai, or would be a chatich uriliskabed, why would that affect its bittul? The bittul is going to because you go basirayv, you say it's not the issa. Fanir bezet, that when we say aslina basirayv, medafeshdein, it's not the pshat, that because according to the law of probabilities, there's more of a chance that it's mutter than it's aser, that gufa makes it mutter. Avada not. Because the law of probabilities doesn't say that it's definitely mutter. The law of probabilities, it says, it's probably mutter. Probably is not good enough. I mean, haga ba'atzmacha, if you have 51 pieces of heter, of shkuta, mixed with 49 pieces of nevela, and you want to eat one of them. I mean, it's almost as much of a chance that it's aser as that it's mutter. How could you say there's a beer that it's mutter? Now, the pshat is like this. Achei Ram Lahates tells you, we don't have to rechem with the miyat. We could ignore the miyat. We could pretend the miyut doesn't exist. If the miyut doesn't exist, then all you have is the raiv. If all you have is the raiv, then it's a vadei kasher. That's the pshat in how it works. But kol zman the miyut's here, it exists, it shries, you have to rechem with me, so there is no bir that this is not from the miyut. The bir that it's not from the miyut starts the idea that the miyut is batal. Idea that I don't reckon with the meat. That's the din of Acheram Lahatos. So the Shitas of Rashba is Azai. If there's a physical mixture between the Isser and the Heter, so the Pshat is you have one physical entity, so then the not be reckoning with the meat means I don't consider the meat, the Isser, as part of this entity. I don't reckon with it. I pretend it doesn't exist. I pretend it's not one of the ingredients. I pretend it's not one of the ingredients. So I've added the whole thing is mutter. That the Rashba holds, the Rosh also holds that way. The Rosh holds that that's true, even by Yavish B'Yavish, even when it's not one physical mixture. That Lamaisa, you have here a Teruvus, you have here three pieces of meat, one of them is Treif, two of them are Kasher, but since they're called the Teruvus because in your mind they're Misarev, so that makes it that I don't reckon that there's an Issir of a Chlal, I could eat all three of them, even Mevasachas. And the Rashba holds no. By a physical mixture, the pshat is that I don't see that as an ingredient in the mixture at all. If they're all distinct, and the teruvus is in your mind, I don't know which one is which, I have a tzad iser and tut stadim of heter, the Acheram Lahatis says, I don't reckon with the tzad iser. I don't reckon with the possibility of iser. Since the possibility of iser is a miut, so that possibility is batal. That iser is batal, meaning I don't consider that possibility. Once I'm not mechuyev to consider with that possibility, I don't have to rechem with that tzad, so mele I could eat. Because if there's no tzad iser, so it's all mutter. I can eat all three bevas achas, because that's not a tzad iser. That's iser alein. I know for sure I'm eating iser. That avad I can't do. The iser itself is not misapachli aset to lefi derash. But it's sad that this iser here is what's batal. The teruvus is a teruvus in your mind, and the bittel is a bittel in your mind. I don't have to see any tzad iser here. So mele I could eat them all b'zachas, because each one I could eat without considering the fact that there's an iser in the teruvus. Ulani is daiti. Even the din of Azlina Basarayv of Teisha Chanuyas is also gebayt on that. It's not gebayt that we're allowed to rely on the law of probabilities. We're allowed to rely on that it's more probable that it's kasher than treif. Hagabatzmacha. If there are 51 stores selling kasher meat and 50 stores selling treif meat, it's a probable that it's kasher. It's almost as likely that it's treif as it's kasher. Now, it goes with the same lamdas. I don't have to rechen with the tzad iser. The bal tzad miyut, that's exeris akasav. Acheram lohatis, I don't have to consider, when I'm taking my suffix into account, I don't have to consider anything that's a miyut. So, mele, as far as I'm concerned, they're all kosher. Because raiv is kosher, that means everything's kosher. That's the din, that's why there's a bir that it's kosher. Ubezeh yesh lahavin the din of kol kavua kamech sal mechza. That kol kavua kamech salmechza is the pshat, you have to rechem with the meat. It's kavua. Kavua says, rechem with me. I'm here. I'm kavua, so you can't ignore me. That's the yisait. Venka makam maharich. The din of kavua and parish is a great sugya. But getting back to our sugya, so that explains why, according to the Rashba, that davashib and minyan and balichayim and beri and chatichuril iskabit aren't batal. Because the yisayda being mevar al pi roiv, that it's not it, is only comes when I ignore the meat, when I'm a vatal, when the meat is batal, when I don't have to reckon with it bechlal. There's a din derabanan. If the meat's a davar chashiv, it's a davar chaviminyan, it's a bal chai, it's a chtichor ilaskavit, it's a beria, you have to reckon with it. You have to consider it. And memela, it's not batal, memela, you can't eat it. So bekitzer, the Rosh holds, everyone agrees that lach b'lach, the yisaita the bittel is, the issa loses its physical chashivas, and it becomes a sapach li'as mutter, you could eat the whole teruvus. Yavish b'yavish is a machlokes, According to the Rosh, also, it's considered a teruvus and it loses its physical chashivas. You could eat the entire thing bevasachas. The Rashi holds, no, it's a bittel on the tzad. You don't have to rechem with the tzad that it's aser, because that's a miyat. But the iser blived iser, and nafkimini, you can't eat it bevasachas. And Taizen Chulin holds, you can't even, adam echad, can't even eat the whole thing bezachazet. And the case by Teisha Chanuyas, everyone's maskim is just a bittel in the tzad. You don't have to rechem with the tzad hamiyat. And mela, you don't have to consider there's a trefa store here, and mela it's mutter because you know bevadai that it came from the kosher store. And now let's see the sugi insight. The Gemara had started from a machloikis or b'echon rishlokish if chuma bizman azez derabonon, or chuma bizman azez deraisa. Rishlokish held that the whole din of chuma bizman azez derabonon, Rabbi Yechanan held it was deraisa. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan lerishlokish, mis savis chuma bizman azez derabonon. Do you really hold that chuma bizman azez derabonon? Amalei in, that's what I hold. Shani shayna igul biigulim oile. I learn in the Braisa that a bowl of dried pressed figs of chuma, which is mixed into 2 bowls of, or 100 bowls of chulin, is batel. So even though an eagle is a davish abominion, so why is it batel? Elamai must be because it's derabanan. If it would be deraisa, it wouldn't be batel because a davish abominion is not batel. Amalei v'alayni shayne chaticha b'chaticha zaylan. I have a Braisa that even a piece of meat of chatas tmeya, which is mixed into other pieces of meat, chatas teira, which is certainly deraisa, and that's also a davish b'minyan, is also batel. Mi sarvis kol shadakil imanis sheninu. Do you hold that the din of davish b'minyan is kol shadakil imanis, anything which is usually counted, even though sometimes it's sold ba'imid, sometimes it's not counted, it's sold as an estimated count, and that also is not batel? No. It's only things that are exclusively counted and never sold estimated and never sold by Imin. That's what's not batel. So Mamela, an eagle and a chaticha, even if it's deraisa, it would still be batel. Mahi, what's it coming from? The Tanan is a Mishnah in Arla. Mishai lechavilei tilsan shel klaya keim yidlaku. Someone has bundles of tilsan. It's a bean that's used as a spice of klaya keim yidlaku. He has to burn it. It's a klaya keim is also banna. Nisarva ba'cheira is, let's say, the chavilei tilsan gets mixed with others. Kulan yidlaku div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds it's not batel. They all have to be burnt. Because Rabbi Meir holds that the chavilei tilsan is a davish b'minyan. A davish b'minyan is not batel. The chum ma'im yala bechon a messiah. And the chum say it is batel. 1 in 200. Shay Rabbi Meir aimer kol shedarkil imanes mekadesh. Anything which is darkil imanes is Makadish, it makes it also, it's not batel. Bachamayim ain't a Makadish, Elashisha Dvarim Levan, Reb Kiva, and Meshiva. Only 6 very chashiva things the Chum say is Makadish, is not batel. Reb Kiva says 7. Elohein, Egeizi Perich, Imani Bedan, Chavi Stumas, etc. And then, Reb Yechanan Sav, Esh Shadar Kilomana Sheninu, like we said, only things that are always counted and never sold by Imid, that's what Reb Meir says is not batel. Anything which is usually counted, that's also not batel. So the Mela, going to Rish Lakish, that holds kol shadarik l'manis, an eagle is a kol shadarik l'manis, it's usually counted, so why is it batel? Teretz says it must be because chumas manis says there are banan. Rabbi Yehudan says, no, I have a raya that kol shadarik l'manis is batel, only es shadarik l'manis is not batel. My raya is mechaticha bechatichas. And therefore, even by deraisa, kol shadarik l'manis could be batel, so igul b'igulim, even though chumas deraisa is batel. That's a sugya say Gemara. Then the Gemara goes on with the braisa of chaticha b'chatichais, and how Rish Lakish answers the raya. Now, it would seem that the machlokes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan is according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is the one that says kol shadarik l'manis, and the machlokes is what's pshat in Rabbi Meir. If chavilei tilsan is something which is kol shadarik l'man, is something which is usually counted, but even if it's occasionally sold by Imid, it's also considered a davish b'minyan, and it's not batel. Or is it es shadarik l'man, is it always counted, it's never sold by Imid, but something which is sometimes sold by Imid is not called a darik l'man, and it's batel. But according to the Chachamim, Parshat Pshat in the Sugya, Even eshedarka lamanis is batul. Only the six things that are very chashiv, those are the things that are not batul. So Taisus and the Ritvam and the Smag and the Ritvaz Rebbe and Kamer Rishayim will say, yeah, Rabbi Eichon and Rish Lakish are arguing nafka according to Rabbi Meir, according to the Rabbanan, it's b'chalal na'atoli and davar shebeminyan. And that's how the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam, because the Rambam never brings down the din of davar shebeminyan, adrabba. The Rambam brings down the din of the shisha dvarim that aren't batul. The Rambam is in Perek Dezayin Melchiz Mecholos Asuris, and he says anything which are as chashev as these things, depending on the time and the place, they're also not batul. But it doesn't bring down neither kol shadarka nor es shadarka. And the Kesef Mishnah learns, because Rabbi Eichon and Rish Lakish are arguing according to Rabbi Meir, the Rambam passing like the Chachamim. But Rav Yishayim say that fakert, since Rabbi Eichon and Rish Lakish are arguing according to Rabbi Meir, so that means we pass him like Rabbi Meir. And we pass him like Rabbi Yechanan. It's a machlekes that we pass him like Rish Lakish or Rabbi Yechanan. But according to Rav Yishayim, we pass him like Rabbi Yechanan, that eshedarka limanis. But that's one mahalach in the sugya, the pashtim mahalach, that Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish are arguing according to Rabbi Meir. And according to the Chacham, it's bechal natali and davish and minyan. The Ma'aseh Ritvar brings the Yesh Mefarshim. And the Rashba also sounds like he holds this way. That's okay. The Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish are arguing according to the Rabbanan. So their words of kol shadarka and eshadarka is not the same as Rabbi Meir's words of kol shadarka. Okay, Rabbi Meir that says kol shadarka limanais, Rabbi Meir's shita da chavilei tilson is not batal, because kol shadarka limanais is not batal. That means anything that's occasionally counted. Anything that is sometimes sold b'minyan, even if al pi roiv it's sold b'aymin, that's also called a davish b'minyan according to Rabbi Meir. And we don't pass him like Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say nafka shisha dvarim, and they're arguing, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish are arguing about the shisha dvarim. Rabbi Yechonan says the site of the shisha dvarim is that they usually count it, even though they're occasionally sold by Amin. So Mela, anything which is usually counted, have the same din as the shisha dvarim. Mashenk and Rabbi Yechonan holds eshedarki lamanis, meaning that these shisha dvarim are always counted, they're never sold by Amin. And in Mela, we could only learn from the Shisha Dvarim things that are Eshadarka Lamanis that always counted and never sold by him. So Rav Meir holds that even something which is only occasionally counted is already considered a Davish of Minyan is not Batul. And the Mechaikis, Ibrahim and Mishlakish, is according to the Chachamim. If these Shisha Dvarim or Shiva Dvarim, according to Bekiva, are they Kol Shadarka Lamanis? Are they things that are ordinarily counted? Even if they're sometimes sold by him, they also have the same din as the Shisha Dvarim. Well, the Shisha Dvarim are examples of Eshadarka Lamanis that always counted, and anything which is sometimes sold by Imid is not part of the Shisha Dvarim and is batul. There's a third Mahalach, which is the Ramban and Chulin in the second Pshat and the Meiri and the Abraham and Aharia that says an interesting thing like this, that Avada, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish are arguing according to Rabbi Meir. They use the same words, Kol Shadarka Lamanis. But it's not because he passed like Rabbi Meir. It's in order to explain the Chachamim. This haste that Rabbi Shlokish holds that Rabbi Meir, when he says Kol Shadarka Limanis, he means something which is Kol Shadarka Limanis, it's Rav times counted, but sometimes it's sold by Amen. So the Chachamim that say Shisha Dvarim, they're coming to argue and say you need Es Shadarka Limanis, something which is always counted. But anything which is always counted is chashiv enough and is not batul. That's how Rish Lakish holds. Rabbi Yechanan holds, no. Rabbi Meir says, Esh Shadarka Limanis. Rabbi Meir himself needs something which is always counted. And Memel, the Chachamim that say Shisha Dvarim, they hold that Esh Shadarka Limanis is not enough. It's Dafka, these Shisha Dvarim, that have more chashivas, but other Esh Shadarka Limanis would be batul. That's the third pshat in the sugya. In other words, you could say that Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish are arguing according to Rabbi Meir, and the Chacham hold dafka shisha dvarim. That's the pshat of Rav Yishayim. You could say that Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish are arguing according to Rabbanan is the mahus of the shisha dvarim kol shadarki lamanis or esh shadarki lamanis, and Rabbi Meir holds you don't need rav darki lamanis, even occasional darki lamanis is good enough. Or you could say the machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is taka according to Rabbi Meir, like the first pshat. But the inside, what they want is what will come out according to the Chachamim. Mid Ramei and Nishma le Rabbanan. If Ramei says Kol Shadarka Lamanis, that means the Chacham holds Es Shadarka Lamanis. If Ramei holds Es Shadarka Lamanis, then the Chacham holds Dafka Doshi Shadvar. Now, in our Girsa of the Mishnah, It says Nisarvu ba'acheris, and the Rishonim took out the girsa of acheris ba'acheris. Faisis, there was such a girsa, Nisarvu ba'acheris va'acheris ba'acheris, and the Rishonim took it out. Taisis discusses this. And Taisis says, it's clear from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that if you have two sveikis by teruvis, it's mutter. And this is what Rav Rishonim hold. In other words, if let's say the Klei HaKeyem would go into a bunch of Chavilei Tilson of Heter, so they're all going to be Aser, it's a Davish of Minyan, it's not Batal. But let's say one of these Taruvis go into another group of Chavilei Tilson of Heter. So the second group, you have a Svek Sveka. Maybe no Klei HaKeyem fell into this group altogether. Maybe what fell in was Heter. Imtim Slaim, what fell in, was Taka Klei HaKeyem, but maybe the one I'm eating now is not what fell in. So Mela, even though there's no Bittul, because it's a Davish of Minyan, it's too Chashif to be Batul, but there's still a Svek Sveka. So whenever you have a Teruvis, and something from that Teruvis falls into another Teruvis, the second Teruvis is Mutta because it's Svek Sveka. And that's why Taisus holds, you're not Geiris, and Sa'arav Ba'cheris, Ba'cheris, Ba'cheris. And that's what Rav Yishenim hold, that when an Issa falls into other Heterim, when you have a Suffolk, whether the Issa is here, which one is the Asa, which one is the Mutter, that's called a Teruvis, and whenever the Issa is a Dava Chashev, it's not Batul, so everything's Asa. But if something from this Teruvis would get mixed with another group of Heter, and the second group you have a Svek Sveka, maybe nothing Issa came Bechlal into this group, and Imtim Sleim is something did, maybe what I'm meaning is not the Isser, so that's Mutter al Svek Sveka. The second group will be Mutter. But the Rambam, also in Perek Design Mechal Sasuris, this is in Alacha Yud, holds not the way. He holds that when the Gemara says Svek Sveka is Mutter by Teruvis, it's Tafka when there's a third Teruvis. So Hilachai is Gairus and Sar Vacheris Vacheris Vacheris, that there is such a Gairus, he paskins that way, that also everything would be Asser. If an Issa falls into one Teruvis, it becomes a Sarev, and you don't know which one of this is the Issa. So they're all Asa because it's not Batos Adavish of a Minyan. And something from the first Teruvis falls into another Teruvis, the second Teruvis is also all Asa. Now something from the second Teruvis falls into the third Teruvis, then you have a Heter of Svek Sveka. This is all discussed in the Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Yud Sif Ches, is discussed this Halacha, the Svek Sveka by Teruvis. What's Taka Pshat in the Rambam? What's the chilek of this two teruvis or three teruvis? So, Bekitzer, I think it has to do with another shmuz, which is also discussed in Shulchan Aruch, is a taisus in Beyed Aftalam and Beyes. What's it then by Safik Echad Beguf, Vesafik Echad Beteruvis? There, the repaskins, and this is the Psak Alach in Shulchan Aruch, that you don't say Svek Svekum when there's a Safik Echad Beguf, Vesafik Echad Beteruvis. Meaning, let's say you have a Safik Trefa, that's Nisarev, and other chatichas. But it was a suffix trefa. It was a suffix in the guf. It was a suffix if the behemoth is trefa or not, if the trefa is hat mechayim ul achemisa, or a suffix if this particular wound causes a trefa. It's a suffix trefa. And that was this ariv with other chatichas that were vade kasher. So, ba'ifin that it's not batal, it's a davish of a minyan or a chaticha real is kabed. So the Rish says you can't be matter out svek sveka. You want to be matter out svek sveka. What? That suffik, maybe it wasn't treif. Imdim slaim, it was treif, and maybe the piece I'm eating is not that same piece. So I'm not being matter out zbitl breif, I'm being matter out svek sveka. So the Rish holds that it's not mitzdarif together. If you have two svekis beguf, you have a suffik, let's say, if this wound causes the treifus, and you also have a suffik, v'nat mechayim ulachemisa. So that's a Svek Sveka, that's Mutter. If you have two Svekas in the Teruvis, a Safik if the Isser fell into here, and Intim Slaim it did, maybe this is not the Isser. Maybe another one of his Teruvis is the Isser. That's also a Mitzdarif to a Svek Sveka. But a Safik Echad Beguf, Safik Echad Beteruvis, that's a Mitzdarif to a Svek Sveka. Each one has to be passed separately. The Safik Echad Beguf, there's a Psak, Safik Deraisa L'chumra. Now there's a Teruvis of something which has a psak on its suffix, derais for the chumra, that's a teruvis of an isser. So that's not called the svek sveka. So l'chur, the Rambam holds that when there's two teruvis, it has the same type of a din, like a suffix echa beguf and suffix echa beteruvis. The other Rishayim hold that even by two teruvis, these are called two sveikas of teruvis. You have, when you have two sveikas on the issue, is it asr or mutter? That's two sveikas begot. That's a sveik sveika. When, let's say, you know it's asr, but you have two sveikas, which one is it? The pshat is it, did an isr, did the isr fall into this teruvis altogether? And in Tim Slaim it did. Maybe the one I'm meeting now is not the one that fell in. So that's two sveikas and teruvis, two sveikas on the topic of which one is the isr chaticha that got mixed. That's also mistar for a sveik sveika. But a safik echad beguf, meaning a safik whether the chaticha was asr or not, and a safik echad beteruvis, meaning a safik which one is the chaticha, they're not mitzdarif. Each suffix has to be done separately. You want to know if the chaticha is asr, you have one suffix, suffix derives to the chumra. You want to know which one is the chaticha, that's one suffix. It's not batal because it's a davar chashiv, that's one suffix, you also go to the chumra. Masha'en kain, when you have, when the chaticha fell into a teruvis, and from that teruvis to another teruvis, so on the topic of where the chaticha is, which one is the chaticha sisa, there are two sveikas, them in starf, that's a svek sveika, it's mutter. The Rambam holds like this. The Rambam holds, and by teruvis gufi you could split it up. When you have a suffix, if an issa was nesarev here, so then if you have two sveikas, was an issa nesarev here, those two sveikas are mitzarev. So the third teruvis, I have a svek sveika, did an issa come here altogether? Maybe no issa fell even into the second teruvis. Imtim Suleiman issa did fall into the second teruvis. Maybe that issa stayed in the second teruvis and no issa fell into the third teruvis. So I have a svek sveika, whether there's issa in this teruvis altogether. Those two svekas are mitzdarif. Masha'en came the second teruvis, when there's only two. So there's a suffix in the teruvis, let's say in the first teruvis, which one is the issa? That suffix, we say, we have to pass in the chumra on that suffix. So in Melo, we ask her all of them, mi suffix. Now you have a suffix. If an issa fell into the second teruvis, that was already iska paskin, that everything in the first teruvis is asr. And those two sveikas are mitzdarif. Only the two sveikas, whether an issa fell here, those are mitzdarif. There's two sveikas on that topic. But when you know vaday and issa fell here, like by the first teruvis, you know vaday and issa fell here. You know there's an issa in this teruvis. So that's not mitzdarif together with the second teruvis, where the suffix is you don't know if there's an issa in the teruvis. Or the second suffix where you don't know, the second teruvis where you don't know if an issa fell in, is not mitzdarif for the shayla imtim sleimer and issa fell in, I don't know if this is the one that's the issa. Those two sveikas also, according to Ram, have to be done separately. And mail on each one, you'll say l'chumra, and you can't be matal tzvek sveika. And now let's go weiter. Rabbi Yechanan had said that he has a braisa chaticha bechaticha tala, that even one chaticha of Isser mixed into a number of chatichas of heter, specifically one chaticha of chatis tmeya mixed into a number of chatichas of chatis tera, is batal, even though that's the braisa. And that proved to Rabbi Yechanan that as shadarka limanis sheninu, it has to be exclusively counted, and kol shadarka limanis is batal. So, my chaticha, what is the braisa that Rabbi Yechanan had about chatichas? The Tanya, the braisa says, chaticha shachatis tmeya, shenisar v'meya chaticha shachatis tahiris. If one piece of chatis, which is tamei, was mixed with 100 pieces of chatis, which is tar, v'chein prusa shalacham panim tmeya, shenisar v'meya prusa shalacham panim tahiris. One piece of bread of lechem apanim, which is tmeya, which was mixed together with 100 pieces of bread of lechem apanim, which is tar, tala becomes batal. So you see, there's no problem of davish b'minyan in a chaticha of meat or a prusa of lechem, and they are kol shadarka lemanis. You see that kol shadarka lemanis is batal, only es shadarka lemanis is not batal. That's Rabbi Yechanan's raya, and the Gemara Shakli Vitari Harut Rish Lakish answers the raya. But the Rishayim shtel up on this braisa that even if there's no problem of davish b'minyan, there still should be a problem of chaticha ruyi l'skabit. That's what it says in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf, that even if the old Eshet Darkei Lemanos and Achatichas Basar is not called the Davar Shebeminyan because it's not sold exclusively through counting it. It's sometimes sold through an estimated count. But nevertheless, it's not batal because the chaticha is ruy l'skabel lefnei orchem. It's possible to honor a guest with it, and that gives it a chashivas that it's not batal. So what's the pshat here? The chatichas are batal b'chatichas lefi abeichanan that doesn't learn it's by nimuach. Enochinami, there's no problem of darkei limanai. So what happened to the problem of chaticha ruy l'skabel? This is Rishayim's kasha, and there are a few terutzim in the Rishayim and Machloikis Rishayim in exactly the teretz. And from here, we get a lot of the discussion about the parameters of a chaticha ruila eskabit. Tesis here, and many other Rishayim, the Sefer Chumas in Perikir Anoshi Simenun, and the Rajman Teretz Abayis, and the Rashmi and Chedushim, say that the teretz is Mechlal, we have to understand what's the pshat in chaticha ruy l'skabed. If the chaticha is iser, it's not ruy l'skabed. If you have a chaticha's nevela, which is saying it's not batal in chaticha shutas because it's ruy l'skabed, a chaticha's nevela is not ruy l'skabed. It's also it's treif. You can't give it to any archim. Elamai tiny the rishonim, you can give it to archim at a goyim. It's ruy l'skabed for archim at a goyim. So what if you'd have a chaticha of basa b'chala? You have the chaticha of basa b'chalav, which is asa b'hana, and it's a sa'ariv in other chatichas. So are you going to say that it's batal? Because even though it's a chaticha or l'skabed, but you can't be mechabed anyone with it, because you can't give it to Goyim either, it's asa b'hana. So advertises in the Rishayim here, that the point that's roi l'skabed means, if it would be as batal, it would be roi l'skabed. On the side that it'd be bittal, then it'll be roi l'skabed. So you can't say that it's batal, because if you're going to be mevatal it, then you're being mevatal achaticha roi l'skabit. You're right. If it's not batal and it remains aser, so then it's not roi l'skabit. But you can't say that it's batal, because if it will be nizbatal, it will be roi l'skabit. That's how they learned the teretz. So oy bezay tainin zay. In our case, when the chaticha of chatis tmeya was mixed with mea chatichas chatis tahayres, or the chaticha of lechem panim tmei was mixed with mei chatichas lechem panim tahayres, even after it's nisbatel, you can't give it to a guest. It's kachim. The only one who can eat this is kahanim, kahanim scharim, in the azara, in the Beis HaMikdash. It's kachim. No one else can eat it. So memela, since this particular piece of meat, even after it's nisbatel, it's not royal iskabit. It's mutta for kahanim to eat it. But it's only mutafik anim in the Beis HaMikdash did it, so that's not called the chaticha roi l'skabit. So these Rishayim hold that roi l'skabit means b'payil mamish. Roi l'skabit means you actually have to be able to take this particular piece of meat and be mechabit for the archim in it. And if this piece of meat is treif, it's not roi l'skabit. So what's the pshat and the chaticha of nevela that's nesayev v'chatichas or shkutis is called the chaticha roi l'skabit? The pshat is, if it's batal, it would be royal l'skabed. So mele can't be batal. But if it's batal, be royal l'skabed b'payil, you'd be able to actually give it to your guest. So mele, in our case, in this particular case, even after it's batal, it's not royal l'skabed, because it's kachim. It's only can be eaten by kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash b'zichr kuna. So mele, that's why it could be batal. It's not royal l'skabed b'payil. Now, the Ra'ah, in the Berak Abayis, on the Teres Abayis, and the Ridva here, it's his Rebbe, the Ridva, the Talmud of the Ra'ah, argue on this svar. They say that Roi L'Skabit doesn't mean Roi L'Skabit B'Payil. There's no kasha, how are you saying it's Roi L'Skabit, it's treif, you can't give it to an Ayruch. Roi L'Skabit means Be'atzim. Roi L'Skabit means if it wouldn't be treif, it would be Roi L'Skabit. So Mela, the whole vart here, that you need it to be roi l'skabed after the bittul. In this case, even after the bittul, it's not roi l'skabed. They hold that's not a good teretz. As long as had it not been aser, had it not been kachim, it's a type of a meat. It's a chash of a slice of meat. That gufa makes it roi l'skabed. The fact that it's aser is, as I think, a problem that doesn't not megarei in the chashivas of the piece of meat. So that's what they argue. The Rashba, the Sefer Chumas, Tosis, they all, that Royal Eskabed means Royal Eskabed B'Payel. I, it's Dreif, so that's why the Mechadish meaning Royal Eskabed after the Bittel. And Mel, they understand that Gemara, that when it's still not going to be Royal Eskabed after the Bittel for any reason, then there wouldn't be called a Chticha Royal Eskabed, it wouldn't share the Bittel. And you have the Ritva on the other side, that no, the Royal Eskabed means Be'etzim. It's a Taich, it's that piece of meat. It's a chash of a piece of meat. Even if you're going to have a problem, it's usr. That's not going to make it ice royal eskabit. And mele, that wouldn't be a good teretz. You still have a kash in this gemara that it's a chaticha royal eskabit. So the Ritvan, there are, say, two other terutzim. One is a chiddish din, in the din of chaticha royal eskabit. Now, chaticha royal eskabit has to be edible as is. Has to be ready to serve. Has to be ready to be miskabit right now. And in other words, it has to be cooked. If it's raw, it wouldn't be a chaticha royal eskabet. So that's how they learn. The Gemara in Chulin that brings the din of chaticha royal eskabet is to my cooked meat. So but after you cooked it, you realize that some of the meat is treif, but it's all cooked. It's royal eskabet. It's ready to serve. It's edible the way it is now. Mashenka in this Gemara of chaticha bechatichas, I told him that it wasn't cooked. It was raw. When it's raw, according to the Dvan Ra, it's not called royal eskabet. That's a chiddush din in Hilchas chaticha royal eskabet. It's actually a machlokes mechaber Ramah in Siman Kaf Aleph Sif Gimel. Mechaber brings that shita that it has to be cooked in order to be called royal eskabet. Who would then, when it's a very big piece of meat, too big to make an individual serving, you'd have to cut it. The mechaber brings a shita that's not called royal eskabet. It has to be already portion sized pieces and has to be cooked. And the mechaber brings a shita that's machmer, and that's how the Ramah paskins. That even if it's not cooked, or even if it's not cut down to portion size, as long as it's big enough to be miskabed, that's good enough to be called royal eskabed. Another teretz the Ritvan there are say, is based on the yisayid which everyone agrees to, but they apply it to here also. The yisayid that everyone agrees to is, if let's say you have a piece of meat, which is kosher, but it has a blia of iser in it. You have a kosher piece of meat, which was cooked together with treifa meat, and the mele has a bliya of its it absorbed treifa meat, and the mele it's asa to eat, and that got mixed up with other pieces of meat which were kosher. So the shalazis say that it's batal. So the halacha is that it is, and there's no problem with chaticha royal eskabed, because the chaticha is not nesamachmas atzma. It itself isn't treif; it just has something treif in it. So the mele, the iser isn't kosher. There's something chashev, there's some iser in this davar chashev, but the davar chashev itself is heter. That's not a problem of a chaticha royal eskabet. That everyone agrees to. So, Dr. Ritvan, there are, so who would then hear? When you have a chaticha shachatas tmeya, that was the sire of the mea chaticha shachatas tahiris. A chaticha chatas tmeya, they say it's not asr be'etzim. It's not inherently asr. It just has tumah on it. Tuma is like a blias iser. Tuma is not it itself that's usr. It's like has an iser balu in it. It has tuma in it. That's not a problem. That's not called chaticha royal eskabet. Chaticha royal eskabet is dafka by nevelo, by basa b'cholav, by klaya keret. By treifame, mitmeya. These things which are inherently usr. Mashayin kain, if it's a regular chatas, it has tuma in it. That's not called an inherent iser. The Rashi Mishmeres Sabayis argues. He says, what do you mean? Achatas Tmei is inherently us. There's no bliya iser in it. It's usr. Achatas Tmei is usr. But the Rav holds no. The Tum is not considered the Chaticha itself. The Tum is something which is in the Chaticha, on the Chaticha, which is making it usr. It's like a bliya iser. It's just anti machlokes. So these are the three terutzim with applications to the halacha of Chaticha Royal Eskabed. You have the Rishayim's teretz that you need the Poyel Royal Eskabed. You have to actually be able to give it to the Archim. And the Mela, it needs to be B'Poyel Royal Eskabed La'achashen is battle. At least that after it's in battle, you'll be able to actually give it to the Erech. So here, after it's in battle, it's still Kachim. He still can't give it to an Erech. It has to be eaten by Kanim in the base of Mikdash. The Mela, that's not called Chaticha Royal Eskabed. And you have the Dvar Nral, they'll hold no. As long as it's a type of Chaticha which had not been for the Issu, be Royal Eskabed, that's called Royal Eskabed. But here it's different, either because it's not cooked, and they hold it has to be ready to eat to be called Chaticha Royal Eskabed, or because it blimes, that's not Issu Be'etzim, because only Asa because of the Tumah. Now, Ka'amr, in the Rishayim, like Tesis, that holds that it has to be Royal Eskabed B'Payel, We have a very interesting shaila that the Paiskim discuss. The shaila is, what if you have a chaticha of basa b'chalav, which is nesarev between two chatichas of nevela? So everything's aser. The question is, could you sell it to a guy? Nevela is mutter b'ana, you could sell to a guy. Basa b'chalav is aser b'ana, you cannot sell it to a guy. The question is, now that the basa b'chalav is in this battle to the nevela, can I sell it to a guy, or do I say it's a chaticha royal eskab, but it's not battle? So, according to the Ritva and the Ra, it's pashit that it's not batal. It's a chaticha royal eskab, assuming that it's cooked. But according to the other Rishayim, the Sefer Chumas, Taisus, and the Rashbam, so even after it's batal, I still can't give it to an ayach, it's treif. I have to sell it to a guy. So maybe it's vait, they're not called a chaticha royal eskab. Or do you say that giving it to a guy is called royal eskabed, which is what the Rishayim really say when they ask the Kasha, when they first started the shtickle, they asked, why doesn't every piece of meat, why is it called royal eskabed? It's treif, it's not royal eskabed. And they say, Elamai, you're going to say, you can give it to a guy, so what do you do about basa b'chalav? But it sounds like they at least entertained the tzad, that royal eskabed to a guy is good enough to be called royal eskabed. But maybe in the teretz of the Rishayim, that they say that the pshat is it has to be royal eskabed b'poil after the bittel, so maybe royal eskabed the guy is not good enough. So kibshuta, it might sound like some achleikis Rishayim in how they stel the vek this teretz, because the Rishayim say the teretz like we mentioned, that in this case, the case of the brice of chaticha bechatichas, the case of chaticha shachatis tmeya, shenasar v'meya chaticha shachatis tehayreis, that's not called a chaticha royal eskabed, because even after the bittel, only kahanim can eat in the base of mikdash. So the shaila is, so why isn't vayta called a chaticha royal eskabed? Because you keep mechabed a kain with it in the base of mikdash. Why doesn't that make it called a chaticha royal eskabed? So the Rashba's lashon is that since it's only for zichri kahuna, you can't give it to Yisraelim, you can't give it to Nashim, you can't give it to Gayim, you could only give it to zichri kahuna. That is not enough to be called royal eskabed. So lefi the Rashba would sound like if you're limiting how many archim you could give it to, you can only give it to a certain specific type of an ayach, zichri kuna, so that's not called royal eskabed. So maybe you could also hear that if you can only give it to a guy, you can't give it to your regular archim or ayinin, that's not called royal eskabed. Mashenke and Taisus here, and Taisus in Chulin and in Zvachim, he says it's not shaykh kibud by kanim b'mikdash. And explains in Chulin and Zvachim a little bit more, because it's not yours to be mechabit someone. Kachim are given l'chol b'nei Aaron ishka achiv. No one's mechabit each other with kachim in the base of mikdash. So that's why he says it's not called royal eskabit, because you can't be mechabit anyone with a piece of kachim. The kachim's not yours. You're not the baal abas in the base of mikdash who mechabit someone with meat. It's given out l'chol b'nei Aaron ishka achiv. There is no kibud in the base of mikdash. So oy bazoy, it would sound from Taisus that if you could be mechabit a kain with it, that would be called a chaticha royal eskabed. So then Ken Zayin, if you could be mechabit a guy with it, that would also be called a chaticha royal eskabed, even though you can't be mechabit an Eden with it. Lamaisa, the pre-tired, at the beginning of Simon Kof Aleph, and the Kresi Uplesi there, and the Prima Gadim, they all seem to name on that it's mutter. They say, since you can't be mechabit, you only can mechabit gayim, that's not called a chaticha royal eskabed. The Naibuda also, in Yeredeya Simon Tazayin, he says that be mechabed gayim is not called a chaticha royal eskabed, because you're not allowed to be mechabed gayim with a chaticha, there's the issa v'lai sechanim. You can't give them a free gift, there's the issa v'lai sechanim. So mel, it's not called a chaticha royal eskabed, so it would become batal, and you'd be allowed to sell. So in the case where basa b'chalav is mixed up with two chatichas of nevela, you wouldn't say chaticha royal eskabed, because it's not royal eskabed, even after the bittul it's treif, and you'd be glad to sell them all to a guy.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.